One of the best things that you can do to increase your reading speed is to build up your vocabulary. Think about that for a minute. When you first start reading, one of the reasons that you're reading slow is that you do not have a large vocabulary. You are having to sound out words, and this obviously slows your reading down dramatically. Or think about when you're reading a foreign language that you're just learning. What do? You read along, and then when you encounter a word that is new to you or that you don't know, you go look it up to find out what it means, or you hope to figure it out based upon the context of the other words in the paragraph. So when you're reading, if you do not know all the words in the text, then it's going to slow your reading down. You will either have to stop and guess what the word means based on the context, look them up, or choose to ignore them. Either way, it's going to slow your reading speed down. Therefore, one great way to speed up your reading is to improve or increase your vocabulary or your knowledge base of words. Not only will this improve your reading speed, it will make you a better communicator and writer. You may not be a professional writer who writes articles or books. However, every professional writes memos for their company or sends business emails. So let's work on your vocabulary a little bit here, and then we'll try to improve our reading speed. Here are some words that often get confused, and when you begin to understand these words that get confused, it's going to build up your vocabulary and it's going to increase your reading speed. For example, you have the word accuracy and precision. These are two words that often get confused. Accuracy describes the degree in which a result obtained from measurement agrees to its real and accepted value. On the other hand, precision describes the degree to which the same measurement is obtained over repeated measures. For example, we refer to a high-precision marching band as they all march in step. We refer to high accuracy in an assembly line plant when they all produce the exact same product of the exact same size every single time. That is accuracy. Take two other words, affect and effect. These are words that are very commonly confused when reading. As a verb, affect with an A means to influence or have an effect with an E on something. Effect as a verb means to execute, produce, or accomplish something. As a noun, affect with an A means a feeling or emotion, while effect with an E as a noun means a result. In their most common usage, however, affect is usually used as a verb and effect is a noun. Another confusing word is alternate, and it's often confused with alternative. As a verb, alternate means to occur in turns. In other words, you might alternate between something. Alternate as a noun means substitute. For example, if you're in a baseball game and you alternate for someone, it's a substitute. On the other hand, alternative is a choice between two or more things. Then you have complement and complement. One has an E and one has an I in the middle of it. When an object complements something, it makes that thing better, more complete, or more attractive. On the other hand, complement with an I, that means you are making a nice remark to someone. A compliment is an expression or appreciation of respect. You have the word discreet and discreet. To be discreet is to exercise self-restraint in speech or behavior in order to avoid embarrassment or attract too much attention, usually to keep something a secret. The next words are immoral and amoral. These are also often confused. If something is immoral with an I, it does not conform to what society considers acceptable or moral behavior. However, amoral with an A describes a state of being neither moral nor immoral. An amoral person does not have any morals, distinctions, or judgments. Okay, here's a few examples of what I'm talking about. His immoral with an I behavior led to his excommunication from the group. On the other hand, here's another example. That movie was amoral. In other words, it was neither moral nor immoral. It was just there. Farther refers to distance. On the other hand, further refers to advancement in degree, time, or quality. Farther, again with an A, refers to distance. Something may be farther away. further with a U means you are further in your degree. You're advancing in time or in quantity. Infer and imply. To infer is to deduce, guess, or conclude. However, to imply is to suggest. Therefore, the person or writer making the remark implies something, while the person listening or receiving the information infers something from what is being said. Then you have inflicted and afflicted. One is with an I, N, and another was with an A. Inflicted, spelled I-N-F-L-I-C-T, inflict, means to force someone to experience something unpleasant. But to be afflicted, A-F-F-L-I-C-T-E-D, to be afflicted by something means to suffer from a problem or illness. Then you have incredible and incredulous. Incredible means it's difficult to believe. In informal usage, incredible means extremely good. In contrast, a person who is incredulous is someone who visibly expresses a state of being unbelieving of someone or something. Next, you have one that is very commonly misunderstood, and it's principle and principle. One is spelled with a P-A-L at the end, and the other is spelled with P-L-E at the end. Principle with a P-A-L means first in order of importance. In financial terms, principle with a P-A-L is the amount of money a person puts in or invest into a bank or financial institution in order to earn interest. Principal with a P-A-L is also the head of an elementary or high school. Some students will remember this by saying, principal with a P-A-L is my pal. And that helps them remember principal of their school is spelled P-A-L. On the other hand, a principal with a P-L-E at the end is a basic idea or rule or moral standard. You have the words dilemma and quandary. These are also ones that might be confused often. A dilemma is when a difficult choice has to be made between two different alternatives. This is different than quandary, which is a state of being unable to decide what to do, especially when there are many possible choices at hand. A dilemma, again, is choices between two hard-to-make decisions. A quandary, you have no idea which direction to go. Personal and personnel are also two words that could be confused. Personal with an N-A-L at the end refers to something which belongs to a single person or particular individual as opposed to a group or matters relating to someone's private life. In contrast, personnel with an N-E-L at the end refers to the people employed in an organization. Personnel also refers to the department within an organization which deals with its human resources. You have ability and capacity. A person's ability refers to their physical or mental power or skill to do something. In contrast, capacity is the amount something can hold, contain, produce, carry, or absorb. Accept and accept. One is spelled A-C-C-E-P-T, and the other one is spelled E-X-C-E-P-T. To accept with an A is to receive or agree to something. Accept with an E means other than or aside from. Finally, we have reluctant and reticent. If someone is reluctant, they're unwilling to do something. When someone is reticent, they are reserved. Reticent can be a form of reluctance. It describes an unwillingness to speak your thoughts or feelings. Now, there are a lot of words in the English language that get confused or can get mistaken for one another. These are just a few of them, and I wanted to include them in this program, number one, to clear it up, but number two, to give you an idea that your vocabulary does need to be expanded, and you do need to have a greater understanding of words if you want to read faster. We could go on and on, but I think you get the idea. I would encourage you to keep a dictionary handy on your desk, and yes, every now and then flip through it. It's fun. Well, it can be. Or perhaps you want to get a calendar with different words of the day to learn and have a new word each day. Last week, I was in an elevator that had a TV screen in it, and it had a word of the week on the TV screen. Imagine that. Everyone who works on the seventh floor of that building is most likely riding that elevator twice a day, at least, and they could just stare at the wall. But the management at this building has decided to use that downtime to educate their tenants. I think that that is a great idea and one that you can model on a smaller scale in your life by having a calendar with a word of a day or a computer program that has a screensaver word of the day. These are just ideas to learn new words, improve your vocabulary, and increase your reading speed. Let's master the English language together and read more and faster and faster. I will join you on the next track as we explore prefixes.